What does he say in Isaiah 40? Do you want to turn there quickly while we're on the roll? To Isaiah 40. Do you remember what Isaiah 40 says? Let's go to Isaiah 40 quickly. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. You've got to get this. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. Look up for a minute, my beloved friends. Hey, they are violent. They use force. They make you suffer. You may feel worn out, but God never gets worn out. That's why our fight's in God. That's why he said in the outward manifestation we're always perishing, but in the inward man we're always being strengthened and renewed. There's no searching of his understanding, buddy. He's always got it figured. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint, my friend. We wait upon the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We wait upon the Lord.
Thank you, God.
We wait upon the Lord. You see, the world gets scared when it's worn out. We don't. We just say, okay, now God, I'm worn out, you take over. Sort of like a relay race. Well, tag team. Ever see those wrestling things and the guy fights? When he starts, he hits the guy's hand and he gets in and beats the tar out of the guy. Well, that's just the same thing. When we're worn out, okay, I'm at the end of myself. I can't take it anymore. I'm worn out. I got to sit down and I got to think of something else. God, you take over.
Amen.
This fight's in God. Therefore, I'm not going to assess it in the physical. Boy, if I try to evaluate this thing in the physical, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. It's over. But with God, the Bible says nothing's impossible and nothing's too hard. Well, that's quite a good start. The truth of the matter is that you need to understand that the book of James tells us that you must let patience, perfect work be performed in your life or you will fail. He says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be entire, complete, lacking nothing. Do you know what patience, perfect work is all about, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I'll list the details of that in a moment. But patience, perfect work is all about you just wait and see what happens. Or as your mother used to say, you just wait till your dad gets home. That's patience, perfect work. After that, she was fine, wasn't she? She was upset till she used, you know, that's like in that movie when it talked about, you know, that silly movie that was that spoof on this on Star Trek. And what was that thing that he, that button he pressed? And they weren't sure what would happen when he pressed that button?
Oh, Omega 13.
The Omega 13 button, that was it. Man, he said, hey, when you're worn out, you press the Omega 13 button, buddy. Yeah, that's called the grace of Almighty God, Omega 13 button. Yeah. Hey, when you're worn out, when you're tired, when the physical looks terrible, I leave it alone. I don't have to get one physical report to know what's going on.
Right.
It's like trying to call that stuff in the bottom of a cake pan a cake 10 minutes after you put it in the oven. It is not. It's a gooey, messy mess. I'll never forget, I've told you before, when my brother Brian and I baked our first cake, we were about 8 years of age. My mother didn't know, she wouldn't let it happen more than likely. We put the two cake pans, we mixed it up, put it in the baking pan, in the oven, we're looking through the glass. And those things are not going anywhere. After about 15 minutes, they haven't moved. So we just pulled them back out, dumped some more flour and stirred it in. We gotta get this thing up. Well, you know what happened to those? We made two doormats. Yeah, and you know, some of you trying to solve your problems and you just made two doormats. You just pulled it right out of the oven, stirred in the flour, glory to God, stuck it back in the oven, and you just knew everything would be fine. No, you didn't let patience have its perfect work. The cake is going to rise at the right time. It's designed to do it. All the ingredients are set up. All the details are worked out. He worketh in all things after the counsel of his own will, and all things are working together for good. Let patience have its perfect work. But they're laughing at me. Let them laugh. But they're embarrassing me. Let them embarrass me. But they've shamed me. Let them shame me. They've threatened me. Let them threaten you. As he said to the Hebrew writers, come on, guys, you haven't suffered unto death yet, have you? He could say that because if they're dead, he couldn't have said it. You know what I'm saying? The dead didn't stand up and say, yeah, I'm one of those.